Hey Gems, welcome back to the show. Let's not waste any time and jump straight into the topic. If you feel like motivation is the one thing you're missing in order to hit your goals, I would like to debunk that myth for you today. As opposed to relying on motivation, which is essentially the desire or willingness, the will to want to do something, I would challenge you to shift from motivation to momentum. Here's why. Motivation is like starting your car. You turn the ignition one time, and once you turn the car on, it can then run until it is turned off. So motivation is an initial spark, but it's not meant to be utilized or relied on consistently throughout the ride or a journey or this quest to create financial freedom, a peaceful, prosperous, purpose-filled life, so on and so forth. And so what we have to do is start understanding how to design our life and our plan to be able to hit our goals with that in mind and with how we will be re-energized over and over and over again in the process. I bring this up because this morning I did not feel like getting out of bed. I have an 11-month-old. He decided to wake up in the middle of the night or probably early morning. I don't even look at the time overnight because I don't want to clock watch and then start spiraling because of it. I know he woke up sometime in the middle of the night or early this morning and he was ready to have a conversation. He's pointing at stuff, he's talking, he's living his best life. And so we didn't get as much sleep because of it. So when we got up this morning, I did not feel like starting the day. I didn't feel like taking my kid to school. I didn't feel like working. I didn't feel like doing anything but sleeping. And there are going to be times in your journey when you don't feel like showing up, like doing the budget, like, you know, reading the book, like going to therapy, like, you know, doing the coaching or course work that you have that you invested in. And in those times where you don't feel like it is why you need to have a systems and safety net in place as far as how you design your life so that your ability to progress is not based on feeling like it. Because if that's the case, let me break it to you, you are going to be stuck. You're not going to feel like you're making progress and you're not going to be happy with your situation. So I had a call today with a woman who may join our community, which is really exciting. So if you would like to learn more about how you might be able to join our community to get support in building wealth without burning out, then the link is in the description and I'd love to chat with you. But I didn't think that I was going to have the energy to get on this call and really be present and focused and hear her out and just help her to navigate through her situation as it stands. But when I got on the call, baby, I was lit up. I was energized. And after the call, I was even more energized and passionate to the point that I was like having ideas come to me. I'm like, oh, I need to post this content. Oh, let me make sure I do this and that. And so what happens is, in the process of showing up when you don't feel like it is when you will feel this quote unquote, it's pseudo motivation. What it actually is the energy of the alignment that you see and feel between where you are and the desired outcome that you want in the future. So alignment is going to energize you. And when you learn how to seek and cultivate alignment quickly and consistently, that's when you're going to see the most progress in your journey. This is why people do things like affirmations, journaling, meditation, prayer, so on and so forth, is so that they can get aligned as quickly as possible, because when they align, they can execute with ease. And so the question is, what energizes you? How can you energize yourself on a daily, weekly, monthly, sometimes it's moment-to-moment basis, so that you're able to keep progressing even though you don't feel like it? And for me, I know I use playlists. I have certain playlists for the morning, for the evening. I like to use music as something for me. Dance and movement is helpful for me. Writing sometimes is helpful for me. Looking at how my students are doing when it comes to my business is always helpful, because I'm like, oh my gosh, because I show up, I'm able to help people help themselves. And that is really energizing. Looking back on testimonials from years ago, and I'm like, oh my gosh, even when I just started this work, I helped Jasmine pay off $6,000. Jacinta paid off over $3,000. Camille paid off over $25,000, you know, and they all felt more disciplined and more in alignment with who they wanted to be because of the changes they saw in their money journey. And so I just say that for anyone who is listening, who feels like motivation is that missing piece, it might be a lie you're telling yourself, or just the incomplete information you have about what actually leads to success. I hope that this is a helpful information. I work with one kind of woman, professional woman who, you know, is making good money, but feels like she doesn't know where it's going, how to manage it, and wants to make and multiply it with more ease while building wealth without burning out. And create a peaceful, prosperous, purpose-filled life where she gets to use money to create an impact in the world because she's covered her own bases and been able to figure out, you know, how to pay down her own debt, save, invest, and really at the end of the day, wealth starts with wellness. Sorry, like health starts with wellness. Well, of course it does, but really it's wealth starts with wellness. And so hopefully this is helpful. I'll chat with you tomorrow, and yeah, live your best life.
If you enjoyed this episode and would like to support the podcast, you have a few options. You can subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen to it, and you'll be notified as new episodes are uploaded. You can also leave a review or send me your feedback. Doing so helps me to create content that's relevant to what you want to hear about. And last, you can share the podcast with a friend. Whether it's directly or sharing it on your social media, it helps them to know that you think that this is information that they need to hear about. Thank you.